Thousands celebrated Mohamed Morsi's victory in Tahrir Square last Sunday, the same square where 18 months ago Egyptians demanded the departure of then-President Hosni Mubarak. David Shanker is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says Egyptians can be commended for holding free and fair elections, but the hard work starts now.
And you still have, by the way, the military, which stands above politics and above accountability to elected officials in the country.
Shanker says this power shift could affect relations with the United States.
The United States government is going to have to give the Morsi government time to get in place its policies. And then we'll have to set our policies accordingly. We give Egypt $1.5 billion a year, and we'll want to continue it. But I don't think Congress is going to give the new government of Egypt a free pass indefinitely.
One Western concern is the rights of women as once banned Islamist parties gain more power. But a recent Gallup survey in Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Libya, and Yemen found that Arab women are as likely as Arab men to favor Sharia law as a source of legislation. Dalia Mugahed is the executive director of the Center for Muslim Studies at Gallup.
The percentage of women and men who see no role for Sharia is quite small. It ranges from only 1 to 2% in Egypt and Yemen to 10% in Tunisia, which obviously means that the vast majority across the region see a role for Sharia to varying degrees. In Tunisia, most people want it as a source, but not the only source. And in Egypt, it's really about half and half.
Adele Iskander is with the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies at Georgetown University.
To a large extent, political Islam is playing an instrumental part because it's filling a void of sort of pan-Arab politics or maybe some sort of nationalist politics. And they're incredibly successful across the board. They're also extremely organized.
And he says the U.S. is taking notice.
It appears to me that the U.S. government has begun sort of making public overtures that whatever democracy, will bring is going to be acceptable to the United States so long as mutual interests are respected and mutual sovereignty is respected. And this is a major shift for American foreign policy in the region as well.
Another big change, what's expected of the region's newest leaders.
Whether it's in Tunisia with al-Nahda or Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt or similar factions in Libya and elsewhere, unless they're able to deliver on what is functionally important for the average citizen, they're not going to be contenders for very long.
In his congratulatory call to Mohamed Morsi, President Barack Obama said the U.S. will continue to support Egypt's transition to democracy and stand by the Egyptian people as they fulfill the promise of their revolution. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.